From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria and for the two countries to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown.
And so this is a new equation. And we believe that this new equation offers an opportunity, again, not a certainty, an opportunity for people to be able to find a peaceful solution, because we don't believe there is a military solution.
Mr. Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the arrangements and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. Meantime, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, endorsed the agreement. UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In Washington, President Obama condemned the nuclear test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
China responded to the news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang. Meantime, Beijing says China started emergency measures to monitor radiation rates. This is VOA News. Turning now to U.S. presidential politics and North Korea, Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton says it's time for rethinking America's strategy for North Korea following the regime's latest test of a nuclear weapon.
We are not going to let anyone who is a treaty ally and partner of ours be threatened, and we are not going to let North Korea pursue a nuclear weapon with the ballistic missile capacity to deliver it to the United States territory.
Speaking after meeting with a bipartisan group of national security experts in New York, former Secretary of State said she would seek to impose tougher sanctions on North Korea. In a speech to a group of conservative activists, the Republican Party candidate Donald Trump used the North Korean development to criticize his opponent.
North Korea performed its fifth nuclear test, its fourth since Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State. It's just one more massive failure from a failed Secretary of State.
Nuclear test in North Korea came at the end of a week in which Trump and Clinton clashed repeatedly over national security. Al-Qaeda is calling on Muslims to join the terror group's fight against the United States as it marks the 15th anniversary of the deadly September 11, 2001 attacks. In a video released on the internet, al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri said the 9/11 attacks returned the balance between Islam and its enemies. U.S. intelligence officials said they were aware of the video, though at least one official sought to downplay the significance, calling Zawahiri a marginal figure fighting for relevance. A new book by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has been released in Italy and around the world, and according to that book, Benedict acknowledged that governing the church was not his strong suit. Joshua McElway is the Vatican correspondent for the publication, a National Catholic Reporter.
This book gives us for the first time an opportunity to see a pope evaluating his own papacy after it's over. For centuries in the Catholic Church, popes have died, and they haven't had a chance to review their own failings, their own successes. And we get a window into how this retired Pope Benedict, who now lives in isolation in the Vatican, understands his own 8 years as Pope and what he thinks of his successor, Pope Francis, and what Pope Francis is doing for the world.
Benedict says he was shocked and initially uncertain about the election of Pope Francis as his successor, but he said he immediately realized the significance of electing a Latin American Pope and has been since then very happy with Francis's papacy. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.